So, we're going to be a little unorthodox. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, man. What's going on?
What's going on, world, man? This is Vic Shanks, Savannah, Georgia, 912.
Okay, okay. Yeah. What's up, man?
What's going on, CJ, man?
I'm good, man.
I wanted to say this first since we starting, though.
Okay.
You are one of the pioneers in the 912 with recording.
Thank you, man.
And I think now, especially, we got to give people their flowers while they're here. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And I say that every time I see you, but I want to say it in front of, you know what I mean?
Appreciate
millions
that,
of
man.
People Thank or you. Thousands Thank of you. People. It don't matter.
I really appreciate that, man. Yeah. I just do what I do. Yeah. Try to help where I can.
Stay down.
I try. It's hard out there. You know, you got a lot of people saying certain things, doing certain things, and, you know, trying to live their dreams. Yeah. But sometimes I know exactly how to execute it. So I guess that's where I come in. But it's not always easy. Hey. Sifting through the debris of
feelings. You're doing it. You're doing it.
And I'm trying.
Excelling at it. So
thank you, man. I mean, thank you, man. Let's talk about you.
All right. Let's do it.
How's your last project? How'd that go for you?
Yeah. It's been about 2 years now since I dropped that project.
Okay.
It's still streaming on Audio Mac.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely.
Is it just there, or is it everywhere?
It's actually only on Audio Mac.
Okay.
We got a few samples we didn't clear.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
So we grinding on the mixtape scene right now.
Okay.
But it hit like it hit enough numbers where I was like, okay, man, I need to get myself together.
That's what's up, man.
And you did a lot of the prior stuff before that.
Appreciate
so
it. Yeah, I tried. Like I said,
yeah, we brought it to life though. We definitely brought it to life.
Yeah. So any new moves? Any new projects? What you got going, man?
I actually got a new project that I'm working on
it's
right now.
Kind of silly I ask you that because I'm recording.
It's all good. It's all good because it's really like, man. When you told me you had a podcast, I did not know at first. I'm like, CJ got a podcast, man. This dude do everything, right?
A lot of people don't know that. I don't really put it out there like that because, you know, I was trying to keep it kind of on a low a little bit. But
Man, make that thing blow up, man. We can.
Yeah. It's just me.
I got you.
You know, I'm recording in the studio. I'm doing this and filming.
Yeah.
So you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Stuff.
Yeah, I got little behind the scene documentaries happening. So there's.
All right.
We're supposed to leak that, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
I think this is the first time we talked. Like
really, actual talk, other than the studio.
Yeah,
it is different.
It is. But it's I needed it.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
I mean, just because, like, man, sometimes we get in those studio sessions and you see how they go.
Sometimes
it'll turn left on you and you'll just have a vent session for 30 minutes.
That's true.
We've done it before, so.
Yeah. That's another hard part. You know, I become a therapist.
Yeah.
Or sometimes vice versa. You know, I could have a day or something, you know, through your music or somebody else's music, it might clear my head, you know.
And that's
universal.
Bro, I'm going to be honest. That's why I do it. I know people be cliche about it, but really, like, when people shoot me the IG message, that's like, bro, your music is, you know, your music is this, or it did this for me. It's like, all right, man, I got, all right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's capitalize.
Okay.
Let's,
that's what's all about.
Our best foot forward.
Yeah, touching people's lives. I mean, that's what it's all about, especially with
music
going
is 24/7.
And
you think about it, you don't really, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that claim they do certain things, that put titles behind it, but no, it's a lifestyle. It's more than just, you know, numbers and EQing and, you know, it's a lifestyle. It really is.
I know, man.
I mean, I don't know what I would do without it, to be honest with you. I'd probably go crazy.
I feel the same way.
It got me through war, it got me through divorces, it got me through all kinds of stuff. So
I feel like sometimes I do take a break, you know what I mean? Like right now I've been into trying to figure out, you know, meditating, finding peace. You know what I mean? Trying to figure out the world as COVID-19 and
yeah
taking over. So I think I've been on that so heavy. like to where I'm like, all right, I got this.
You know? I get it. I get it.
Meditation, well, where it's at.
I said I wasn't supposed to say it, or I didn't want to say it, but the documentary I'm doing kind of talks about the meditation, you know, going to exotic places. It's going places where there's no one at, where you just you and nature, birds and bees and all that stuff. You just, you're clearing your head.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I never went in nature to meditate because it's, you know, bugs. Yeah. But I do it. I definitely go into a quiet space and just be like, man.
Yeah.
All right, focus. Yeah.
Same difference. The only difference is I'm trying to be around more water and waterfalls. And I'm trying to switch it up because I know a lot of people, they live in a bubble. And I was one of the very few or fortunate to be able to see the world on a bigger aspect. So I'm trying to bring that more to the table and say, hey, you know, it's just fuel. It's just gas.
Yeah.
Get in your car and go. Sometimes you don't have time. I get that.
True. And man, when you miss a couple days, though, that's the one thing about meditating. If you miss a couple days, you feel it.
Yeah, you do.
Feel it.
You do. There was a time this year where I was just mentally exhausted, even though with the pandemic and slowing everything down, you know, I'm a military head. I say that. Oh, you good? I say that all the time. I'm a military head. But the way I was looking at it was people wanted to record because they were bored, you know, stuck at home, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, you're trying to take me out. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to bring the virus here, you know. But that's that militant mind of mine. So I had to kind of refocus myself and reprogram myself from thinking like, you know what? Not everybody's out to get you type thing.
Yeah.
You know. So I started to go back to that old school way of thinking instead of the new survival mode. Thinking like, okay, people are just looking for an outlet. They're looking for some place that's comfortable. And I try to bring that to the table, but it's, you know,
it's hit or miss.
It really is.
People, bro, it's people.
Yeah,
but I mean,
I don't strive to make everyone happy.
I got you.
I quit doing that years ago. I just strive to do the best that I can.
Yeah.
Period. So I mean,
that's
what music's all about, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. Anyway, back to you. How about family, man? How's everything going with
everybody
the coronavirus?
Everybody's good. We did have one. But she's good, you know what I mean? And definitely.
Nice. So she got the antibodies.
We was rocking with her the whole time. Like, you know.
Okay.
She was in college. So
oh,
in the dorm room,
I
stuck
know,
in there.
Scared. Yeah.
Everybody good.
I know it's sensitive. On my end, I had a lot of family in Oklahoma. And, you know, they went to a funeral at the beginning of this before they even announced it. So they had already
caught
been
exposed.
Yeah, basically. Oh, they didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So I kind of looked at that like, okay, I got the genes. We can fight through this, you know.
Yeah.
But everybody was scared, you know, me including.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I was terrified. I wasn't
I'm calling all
that's
my,
the thing.
My boys in like, the military, like, hey, what's going on, you know.
We stopped everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But picking back up, that's the one thing, because it took me to a different place. I started realizing how much stress and how much drama that some people were bringing to the stage. I'm like, you know, not everybody's worth that. If you get my meaning, you want to say positive across the board, but there's just those people that just they're just so negative. Like, look, the world's not going to hand you anything. You got to go get it. And if you're not gonna grind, and you're gonna try to bring somebody down to your level because you're comfortable there, you can do that by yourself. Like, I'm good. I'm too old for that. So, anyway. This virus. I know it's another touchy subject, so I'm not even going to ask you. What you going to say? What's up?
No, go ahead.
The antidote, whatever you want to call it, the shots, whatever.
Yeah.
I know everybody. I got mine.
You got yours?
Yeah, and I'm living proof that it's straight. It's straight.
I ain't got mine. I'm going to be honest.
It's all good. It's all good.
And here's the thing with me. It's just like, I'm just one of them people who's just like, man, I got to believe it. I got to see it to believe it. You know what I mean?
And that's why I brought it up. Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there, they feed off of each other.
Right.
And it was a culture shock for me because, you know, I'm a city boy. But since I've been here, I kind of noticed like, okay, maybe my discomfort could be somebody else's comfort. So when I went, I didn't get the shot at first, but then I started thinking about my own family.
Mm.
You know, they moved down here so we can all be together, everything. Because, you know, I retired and I ain't going nowhere because, you know, music.
Yeah.
So when they moved down here, my pops was the first one to get it. And I'm like, oh, I hate to see him. I was going to do it, but it wasn't available for me because they're going by the age.
Uh-huh.
So when he got his, you know, I'm watching him like a hawk. I know I got on his nerves. I'm like, hey, Pop, you good? You know, I'm like looking at my phone, you know, late at night, making sure there's no messages, yeah. nothing like that. I'm going over there first thing in the morning. So I hope I wasn't. I never asked him, but I was worried about my pops. You know?
I got you.
I was. Then my mom's got it. She was straight. I'm like, you know what? My turn. So I went and got it. Mm-hmm. And that's when my sister, my nephew, that's it was just trickle effect after that.
Okay. I think my family, they getting it.
Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely.
But me, the stubborn child. I'm okay. The stubborn one, man. I'm, hey, man, them, you sure them drugs are good? You know,
and,
I'm
and,
that person.
Ain't no nanites in it or nothing
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. You sure? What's in that?
You know what? It's like taking a vitamin C, if you think of it that way.
Think orange juice.
Well, okay, hear me out. Okay. You go outside and you get the vitamin D from the sun, you know, you get all that. That's natural. Mm-hmm. What they're doing, what this drug basically did for me is the sicknesses that I had in the past, like flu, headache, stuff like that, it hit me, but it wasn't to the point where it was full on. It's like I could feel it, but my eyes aren't watering, you know my ears got clogged up. So it wasn't like, you know, that was the second dose, the last dose. So then from there, I'm like, wow. About 2 or 3 days later, I felt like I was in the military again. Like, man, let's go do some PT, you know. I didn't do it. I got you. So it's
working out too. That's something
Yeah.
Do you still work out?
Yes. Yeah. Right, well, right. Okay, I'm lying. I got a whole
I'm
gym.
I'm there too. That's you know what I mean.
I have a whole gym in the back room. Literally, like a full gym.
I make it maybe once a week.
Okay.
Which is trash.
I do it when I feel
it. But with my schedule, you know what I mean? And I need to do more. I know.
You know what? My excuse and my working out is picking up that camera. When I start filming the documentary stuff like that and walking up steep hills and things like that, and I start sweating, like, yeah, this is real. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I can't. Oh, yeah. I can barely do stairs now. So,
I got you.
You know, cardio is important. It really is. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and, you know, yeah, you should work out, you should do this. Like, no, I need to get myself into it too.
I think to feel better. Once you get that good workout in, it's like, all right, man, I'm good. I can make it another 2-3 days.
Well, every day is pain for me because of my military background too. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that I gotta work on. You know, you wake up in pain for no reason. You didn't do nothing, but you just wake up. Like pain, you know. So I don't know if that's mental or if it's real. So
gotcha.
Anyway, but you're right. Right, not to throw that in there, but working out and staying healthy—that's important. Oh, that's important, man. It really is. I think that's a lot. That has a lot to do with stress.
Mentally,
yeah,
mentally.
I really do.
I think it helps in it. Me personally, I can't speak for nobody else, but it helps me just go throughout my day. Because even when I don't work out, thinking about working out, it doesn't have the same effect.
Mentally.
After my meditations,
without the mind.
After my meditations and a couple, you know, push-ups, I do push-ups constantly.
Okay,
but after a couple of those, I'm like, all right, that's my.
So you are working out.
Yeah, well,
doing push-ups,
meditating.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
it's in there. It's in there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a different definition, but if your heart rate gets up to a certain level for more than 10-15 minutes,
that's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I drive and I see people playing ball sometimes. Like, I play ball my whole life. Like, that's what started the whole music career. And I ain't getting all that, but I miss it.
Playing ball?
Yeah, I do, but, you know, with the anxieties and
I'm
stuff like that.
I'm terrible at basketball.
Really?
Yeah, I am. But football was my sport. Football was my sport, yeah.
Okay.
It definitely was.
Yeah, I played football a little bit. I liked it a little too much. It was a little too, you know. Injure yourself before the basketball season and stuff like that.
Oh, I got injured a lot playing football too. Like every time, my dad used to call me injury prone.
Ah, man.
You know what I mean? Because it was like every season.
Yep.
Boom. And I was the quarterback or the running back. But yeah.
What position did you play?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Literally, I was an athlete.
That's what's up, man.
But yeah.
That's what's up. And you still are. Yeah. I mean, you said you're doing push-ups, so it's still
it's
in the
there. Blood. It's there. Yeah. I see it. It sparkles every now and then.
So let's go back to the music, man.
All right, let's do it.
This project, after the meditation, after everything we just spoke about, what does this next project mean to you? Or have you got to that point yet?
I have.
Really?
I have.
What's up? Is it too personal?
It's about, bro, I want to break it down for you.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
You CJ, man. You CJ. So, the next project about is going to be about just seeing the stars.
Okay.
And putting that in the context is when we go out and do something, we got to put our best foot forward. We got to constantly, I'm kind of losing track of where I'm going with it.
You're good.
But
you're good.
But this is the project because I put up a short video clip. Go check it on my IG, Vic Shanks, VicShanks. I put up a short video and it's about 50 seconds. It's going to give you the pretext of where we're going with this next project.
Okay.
And everything will be next level.
Nice.
And I think that's the thing we didn't do with the last project. I dropped it with, no videos, just, hey, this is me like music and here it is, But this one, I'm setting everything in steps.
Okay.
And going by the book.
I mean, it's a growing process.
Yeah.
There's no right and wrong when it comes to life.
I got the producers locked in.
Cool.
We just really waiting on the recording process to finish.
Okay.
And me taking this time right here, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I definitely appreciate you, though.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Glad to help. I've done some upgrades in there, too, so you'll
again.
See. Yeah. I constantly keep upgrading.
I got you.
Technology keeps changing.
Also, the project, I also want to say, my bad.
What's that?
The project will be about 4 or 5 songs. It's only going to be about 4 or 5 songs, and I do that because at this point in my career, I really have to cut down on some of the music I've been making and put it in the projects. I want to put it in the EPs that you can enjoy. It's short. It's to the point.
Okay, you don't got to listen to 12 songs. More than one. Like you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. You going for a mixtape? You going for album?
We're going for the gusto. We got to get everything.
That's what's up.
We're getting paid from now on for music.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yes, sir.
When I said it's hard, like I try to help people do things the right way, but you got to take baby steps. You don't know where somebody's head is.
And you got to learn it.
That's the big thing.
You got to learn it.
That's the big thing. I wish I had the mentality to just sit down and teach everybody every aspect of it, but I don't always speak everyone's language. So, I'm old.
I try to help some artists come on and do the same thing. You know what I mean? Just teaching them. And I'm constantly doing it. Like, just shoot me a message. I'll teach you, everything I learned to this point because I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
it's a lot of information out there.
Yeah.
It's a
monster.
A lot of steps. Yeah.
But, I mean, why not?
You do it right and you learn that system, then it's easy. It's really easy. I mean, the biggest reward or the biggest give back in music is to watch artists grow. To be able to say, I made that, it's paying a bill, or maybe it's doing a lot more than that. But that's the ultimate goal that I see in everyone. Really. Really.
And I do have the two singles still on Spotify, all streaming platforms, Vic Shanks.
Okay.
Yeah, just wanted to plug that.
What are they called?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I
landed. It's all good. We'll look it up.
We'll look it up.
So family's doing good. You're doing good.
Yes, sir.
Project's on the way.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. So what else we got?
I'm also getting into short films.
Okay. Yeah, we spoke about that before.
Yeah, we got the short film coming up. Well, July.
Okay.
We'll be shooting that, and it's about be on YouTube. We're going to shoot it straight to YouTube, and it's going to go along with the album. It's going to go along with the album I'm about to drop.
Okay. Scripted or kind of freestyle, documentary style? What you doing?
It kind of tells a story. It's still in that story of we're going to try to get just many ideas in it first. But we're still working on that.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Kind of like raw,
definitely. We just kind of do it, like, hey, we got this. We gotta get the money right though first. That's important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many people you got involved in it? Or
right now, about 5.
Okay.
But we do want to, you know, hey, if anybody wants to help or if anybody wants to be a part of some short films, if you got some acting backgrounds, if you just want to help a brother out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
you know what? Try go on Facebook and look at, I think there's a page called Actors to Actors. You know, type in things like that. Yeah. Because actors know that 9 times out of 10, if you're part of a project, it's a 50-50 chance you might get paid, you might not get paid. But in acting, it's all about the craft of it. Kind of like music, sort of.
And I'm not an actor.
Sure you are.
But
sure you are.
It's in the mind, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime you pick up your phone, you're acting. Think about it. Anytime you talk to your boss, you're acting. Are you actually acting like you, or are you giving a representation of yourself?
That's what acting is.
Like that. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. You get pulled over.
Yes, yeah.
No, sir.
I can come up with a few things then.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all acting is. The greatest actors I've ever come across, or the greatest actors I've ever seen, like Denzel Washington, he's not really acting. He's being himself. And that's what makes him so authentic. So when an actor gets to that stage in their life, then you can finally say, you know what? I don't need to know him because he's not being fake. He's being him.
Yeah.
So Gene Hackman, you know, all those old school people.
I don't know who Gene Hackman is, but I respect it.
Gene Hackman. I'm trying to think, what movies did he do? He just popped in my head. Caucasian dude. I don't know if that's going to help. Crimson Tide. You ever see that?
Yeah.
It's a Navy movie.
Yeah. Crimson Tide? Yeah. No, I was thinking.
Okay. Well, he was a naval captain.
Okay.
On a nuclear sub. And they got authorization to shoot nukes. Well, Denzel was the actual person. He wanted to do checks and balances. He wanted to make sure that it wasn't the Russians just saying, you know, breaking into the system or something like that. So they wanted to re-authenticate it. Well, another Russian Akula class sub shot them and disabled their communications when a communication was coming in. So in the military across the board, when half of a message comes through, you stick to the the orders at hand. With that being said, it got real messy. You know, it's like a mutiny on a nuclear class sub. So to me, it was kind of near and dear because, you know, spent, you know, most of my life in the military. So watching something like that from the other aspect, I was married to the Navy twice.
Yeah.
So I kind of know their inner workings as well. And it was, I don't know, one of my favorite movies. That's why I brought it up.
But his
acting isn't acting.
I'm a definitely look him up. I always, you know.
I think it's back in the 90s or something like that. There's a lot of movies out there that, even to this day, a lot of people think like, oh, this is just fantasy. This is make-believe. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the industry that we see all the time that's actually relevant to today. It's actually reality. But if you think about it, if a man or a woman can see it, they can create it.
Facts.
So.
And that's where we're putting it in perspective.
Right. Right there. So where are they getting these ideas? Is it something that just conjuring up? Are they taking somebody else's ideas and coming up with their own? Or did they actually see something?
Man, I could.
So that's.
From scratch.
Yeah. It all coexists with this. It's all music. It's all. That's what life is. It's like, you know, you look at religion. And this might blow your mind. It might not. But what I hear, what I don't hear anyone ever talk about, you know, at the beginning, Adam and Eve. Well, who ate the apple?
Eve, right?
Yeah, but think about that though. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a quiz for you to like.
Yeah. No, I knew who ate the apple. I was just like,
so okay, if she was the first woman on earth and God said, don't eat from this tree, God, him or herself, said, do not do this. I'll give you everything you need. Think about this. Mm-hmm. If she wasn't satisfied through our creator, what makes you think any woman on earth? Day is gonna, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm getting at? So,
if man, I didn't think of it like that. But
A lot of people don't. If you really look at the bigger picture, so then you look at the games, you look at the anger, you look at all the things mixed together. Like, wow, you kind of understand it, which means you got a choice now. Do you still want to tolerate it, or Do you want to fight it, or do you want to walk down the middle?
Carp. I can't think of the word. Carp. Compartmentalize with it.
Yeah. Compartmentalize. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I get that.
That's something I've been focusing on. Mm-hmm. Heavy now.
Okay.
You do not get all of my brain when you to me. You know what I mean? Some things have to stay private.
Why does everything have to be a game? And it's simple. I think everything is a game. Everything is manipulation. Everything literally boils down to insecurities. Everything boils down to like, I don't know what I want, but I know I want everything. And I know I need you to get it.
And we can get it.
So fight. Yeah. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. How about we just go and make a couple sandwiches, watch Netflix? Can we do that? You
know? That's how some people think.
It is. But then you got people like, okay, the neighbors just bought a new car. What's up? We need to do that.
Gotta get there.
You gotta get there, but is it realistic? Is there anything wrong with your car? Or do you just want it to keep up with the quote-unquote Joneses?
Joneses next door? Okay, I got what you're tracking.
I'd much rather have the inside of my crib look like a castle versus going out and buying some fancy car to bring somebody into my life that's going to cause me stress.
Okay.
But you have to get to that point. You know, I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
I think I'm like this.
What's that?
I'm tracking where you're going, and I'm the opposite. And okay. And I say it like this, meaning... Once I get that car, now I have to grind 3 times harder to keep that car.
Yes.
That's what I want. I have to have that feeling. I liked it. Okay. The pressure of it. Ah. It keeps me going. And that's where I say, you know, compartmentalized. We both there. But they got where we're going with it. Okay, but
you know what that's called?
Nah.
That's the epitome of being a man. Just give a man something to do. Something to focus on. Give them
purpose.
You have
to. Yeah. You have to. I mean, like I said, you can't give everybody all of you.
Right.
And that's something, the process of just the COVID-19 hit. And then, Trump is the president and the, you know.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Not even years ago. I'm just going to talk about today. Sometimes I go on Facebook. A lot of people think I live on there. But no, I don't live on there. I'm creating, so I can't.
I got you.
But when I go on there, I see half-naked women. You know, I see people talking about their emotions or feelings. And then every now and then somebody will ask me, like, hey, man, you know, you never say anything about you. Like, what's going on? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not an open book. I'm really not. What I'm showing you is the work that I'm helping other people do.
Facts.
But showing you me, who I am. Why? Because all that's going to do is open up the door for more stress and drama. I like to be by myself. I like to reflect. If I can't do that, then that's when the beast comes out. That's when the soldier comes out.
You know, sometimes when you let people in, you let more of them in than you should. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So getting to know people is like where I kind of like, throw up that elbow every now and then.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, man. You really did, because you don't ever want to change yourself.
Exactly.
Ever. You don't want to change your personality. My personality is like, look, this is who I am. Bam. You might get 100%. You might get 30%. Eventually, you're going to get everything. Well, that's my downfall, because I don't sugarcoat anything. I don't beat around the bush. Right. I don't lie. I don't give somebody some false facade. I give them who I want. But then all of a sudden, not give them who I want, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you realize who they are. Like, whoa. You don't like the real me. You just like something that I'm bringing to the table. You wanted that. I'm like, okay, here we go. Again.
Yeah, I'm with you. Or sometimes they might want what they see.
That's what I mean.
Might not want what you see.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? The grass ain't greener. But sometimes you might not want what you see.
That's true.
I think just constantly evolving as a human.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Learning. Yep. Like, I think that's another big thing I picked up while, you know, for the last probably like 3-4 months, just reading.
Oh, like that's COVID reading right more. There. Yep.
You know.
Yep. I'm always reading, always studying. I don't know how to settle. I don't know how to just sit there and like, okay, this is what it is. Like, no, I get in those modes. I'm just thinking.
Just work.
It's yeah.
Just working.
Yeah, I'm just building stuff just because. Man. I love it.
Oh, I did have a kid. So that's one thing. Once you have that kid, it's kind of like, okay, that kind of stops. It kind of you know, just puts a hamper on it. Mm-hmm. And I think now she's two. So,
oh wow, congratulations, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Now that she's two, though, she's learning. Like, when I hear a beat, daddy's about to make me dance. You know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
So I think that part I enjoy also in the creating process, because now I have to bring her into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. I was trying at first, like, man, I don't want to, but no, she's going to be in the room while I make these songs.
That's a good thing.
She's going to tell me, just by her actions.
If she likes it or doesn't
like it. Exactly.
So she's your therapy too.
Yeah. Facts.
I mean, she's half of you. So, yeah. Maybe even all of you,
Yeah.
Not taking it away from your wife or anything, but I'm just saying, that moment,
But
that's got to be an awesome feeling.
Getting back there, just recording again and just getting back into the music lifestyle, mm-hmm. Locking in with you, bro. That's awesome to me.
Thank you, man.
Because it's like,
thank you.
We done came a long way, bro.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we all have. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact, man. On that note, man, I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, thank you, bro.
Look forward to the next album.
It's coming.
Next project.
It's on the way, I promise.
All right. Be looking out for it, man. We'll be seeing y'all. Peace.
Peace. CJ Ward. CJ Ward.